This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. History is not just remembered, it is often reenacted. Whether it's bloody battles of the Civil War or freedom rides of the Civil Rights Movement, we refuse to lay the past to rest. A peculiar history reenactment is at the center of a production at Triad Stage's Upstage Cabaret. The America Play is written by Pulitzer Prize winner Susan Laurie Parks. It features an African-American gravedigger with an uncanny resemblance to Abraham Lincoln. The character, known only as the Foundling Father, quickly finds a way to make money as a Lincoln impersonator. With a fake beard, stovepipe hat, he takes on the persona of the former president and, for the price of a penny, offers viewers the chance to assassinate him with a fake pistol. The themes are complex, the narrative abstract, but director Donna Baldwin Bradby and a cast have tackled Parks' play. Donna Baldwin Bradby is my guest this hour on The State of Things. Welcome back.
Good Hello, to have you Frank. Here. How are you?
And with you as well. I'm fine. Thank
good,
you
good,
for
good.
Asking.
That's good.
I am well. Actors Cassandra Williams and Darrell Hunt can be seen in the America Play at Triad Stage, Upstage Cabaret. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Great.
Donna, can you sum what have I left out of the narrative? What else do we need to know about
Actually,
the show?
That was great. I wish I would have had that information before I started directing it, Frank.
From the playbill?
Yes. The America Play is brilliantly written by Susan Laurie Parks, and I've been a big fan of Miss Parks for years. One reason, she's a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, yeah. And she's an African-American female, and so am I. And one of the first pieces that I noticed for her is Top Dog, Underdog, the two-man yeah. show. And I was fascinated that she was so fascinated with history and with Abraham Lincoln. So that's one of the things that drew me to the piece when Triad Stage asked me about directing one of her shows. And also, Frank, I must admit, a small cast. The America Play has five characters in the show, and it was monumental to weed through the way she writes, because she's absolutely brilliant and she has a lot of fun with her writing. I think a lot of people think the things that she writes are really deep, and they are. Mm-hmm. They're deep, mm-hmm. and you can find a lot of meaning in them. But we had the opportunity to hear her speak, and as she spoke, Frank, I thought, she's messing with us.
Yeah.
She's just having a good time with us.
Well, part of the depth is the hole dug by a gravedigger.
Yes.
So there's literal depth, and of course, wordplay. The word hole yep. turns up in a lot of different forms. So she does play a lot with language, and that kind mm-hmm. of holds the thing together. Because for you, Darrell, you're playing the gravedigger, the foundling father.
Yes.
The role is, it's hard to describe. How do you feel? How would you describe this role? Because it's a little bit vaudeville, it's a little burlesque, and yet it's a meaty role.
The role is definitely the role of a storyteller, because you're bringing to life the foundling father's situation. He refers to himself as the lesser known when he talks about himself within the play. He is trying to make us understand why he made these choices to leave his wife and child, because he wanted to have some particular he wanted to leave something to posterity. He wanted to be remembered, and he wanted to be specific. And that drive was particularly his flaw. He left his wife and his child, and that left them in a way flawed as well. And you see all of those beautiful flaws as the play unfolds. It is a wonderful ride for me, just tackling understanding how sensitive the Foundling Father is about his self-worth. Talking about himself in the third person, explaining his excitement about having a business where he is assassinated and people come and pay just a penny. He's excited about this job and this work, but he only charges people a penny. And, you know, there's a different number of pistols people choose from, and that represents the different types of people that come in. One of the parts talks about the people who choose the Derringer are people who are specifically for history, as it used to be, never wavers, nothing frilly, nothing excessive. So it really, again, requires you to be a storyteller and to enjoy talking and explaining things.
A storyteller with multiple identities. You say he's very sensitive about his past and getting his story across, and yet he now makes a living impersonating, of all things, a white guy in a funny hat.
Yes, because with him considering those things, that is how he kind of puts together his own worth or how he appreciates himself. He looks at those things and he wants to be a part of those different things. So, yes, those different identities make him who he is, now, realistically.
Cassandra, the other characters we meet in the second act of the play are the Greg Digger's wife, Lucy, and son, Brazil. Tell us about those relationships.
Lucy is a woman on a mission. She's out to find her husband who left her when her son was five. And in her pursuit of everything about him, she is on the trail and she's not going to give up until she discovers not only his location, but she puts him to rest. Now, her son, Brazil, she's training to be like his father. She's carefully preserved as many of the stories of his triumphs as she can, but she also faces the reality that she's been left to raise a son all alone as her husband has gone off to pursue whatever this mission that he has to become the lookalike of Abraham Lincoln.
It's amazing to think about this job, this mission that you've described as shaping an identity of a man who's out there making new identities every day and new possibilities with every new assassination. Darrell, would you do a scene for us?
There once was a man who was told that he bore a strong resemblance to Abraham Lincoln. He was tall and thinly built, just like the great man. His legs were the longer part, just like the great man's legs. His hands and feet were large, as the great man's were large. The lesser known had several beards, which he carried around in a box. The beards were his, although he himself had not grown them on his face, but since he'd secretly bought the hairs from his barber and arranged their beard shapes, and since the procurement and upkeep of the beards took so much work, he figured that the beards were completely his, were as authentic as he was, so to speak. His beard box was of cherry wood and lined with purple velvet. He had the initials A.L. tooled in gold on the lid.
Darrell Hunt, part of a scene from the America play, on stage now at the Upstage Cabaret in Greensboro at the Triad Stage. A scene like that, I wanted to ask you, Donna, when you're putting this together, there is this kind of surreal aspect.
Yes.
There are some very, I think, deep personal, psychological, as well as political themes. And then frolic. There's play.
Yes. As
a director, what's going on in your head? How do you shape this thing? How do you see it?
I must say, for the America play, Susan Laurie Parks doesn't give you much stage direction. And for me, that is a red flag for me to go crazy. So, and she has rules in the way she writes. You'll see things in the script and the word rest is in parentheses. So that means you can do anything you want to do in the rest. And my designers were amazing. I asked them to create a big hole of dirt. So there's lots of dirt on the second floor of the Cabaret Theater. Yes, and the big, they're always covered in dirt. So I believe in movement. I believe in movement as a director. You can create relationships. You can destroy relationships. And because she doesn't give you much to go with, I really played with having fun. When I first approached the piece, Frank, I wanted to make everybody understand the America play. And I decided, no, that's not my job. My job is to go in and have fun and to take this ride with the text. The text speaks to me first, and this type of text really, really spoke to me. And then I had to pile all the other relationships on top of it. So it is a ride that a lot of people don't forget. We had a lady who had a talk back, and she's come to see it twice. So I think some people are coming to try to make themselves get the America play. And it's great to watch the faces in the audience. Sometimes it's a little more entertaining than what's going on stage as they digest everything that's happening on stage. So it's a great ride. It's a great hour and 15 minutes.
And this,
it really is.
This figure of Abraham Lincoln seems very important to Susan Laurie Parks. It played a role in Top Dog Underdog, where Abraham and Lincoln were two brothers. And actually, she has talked about this. She's been asked this, and we happen to find a clip of her talking about why Abraham Lincoln is so important to her anyway. Here's Susan Laurie Parks.
What is it about Lincoln that hooks me first? It's his costume. I mean, and that's not irreverent or diss in Lincoln, you know what I'm saying? It's his costume, the hat, the beard, the height. I mean, and this is from a person who, as a child, was very drawn to mythic characters who, you know, the representation of. So the hat, the beard, the height, I think that is that has burned itself in the imagination of the universe in a very deep way. But I think that we can't dismiss that because all the world's a stage and the costume is very, very important.
All the world is a stage. All history is a stage. The costume is important. The idea of these mythic characters that have burned themselves into our mind but do get reconstituted and reused from generation to
generation. Over and over again. And she's so fascinated with public memory, what the public remembers. And I think that's powerful. I never thought about that concept until I started working on the America play, that Lincoln's assassination is a part of our public memory. What just happened a few days ago is a part of our public memory. And for her to challenge herself to put it on stage in this way is challenging our memory and what it means and how we feel about the assassinations and all the events that have happened. So, the way she thinks is fascinating, the way she thinks.
And to be public is not to be universal. Everybody receives.
Exactly.
People
receive
that
ways.
Depending on where you were in the country and what color you are. That assassination meant something very different, which I think is the beauty of sort of having to repeat it over and over and over again. The potential, every time someone picks up the gun, of a different outcome.
Yeah.
I mean, does that have to run through your mind as an actor that essentially I'm a different character each time because this is a brand new assassination?
Yes, ma'am. And even within the amazing direction that we have from Ms. Bradby, there are different people who come in. One young man comes in, then one young lady comes in, and they themselves are different characters as they come in. And there is a section where the gentleman who comes in and assassinates me, we have a bit of a confrontation. We stare one another down, and we walk in circles, and then he shoves me off. And he has particular words that that are said of Booth to have said when he assassinated Lincoln. So I'm thinking, when they come in each time, what could this end up being? Is this just going to be someone who pays me a penny, or is this someone who may have a real gun who's a little sick? So in some points, I'm a little nervous in the chair, and the audience just notices that. You know, so, yeah, it brings a lot in my head during those different scenes.
Provocative play, provocative performances. Thank you all for being on the program.
Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
Donna Baldwin Bradby directs Darrell Hunt and Cassandra Williams in The America Play. The production can be seen at Triad Stage's Upstage Cabaret in Greensboro through May 14th. More information, visit triadstage.org. That's our program for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the web at stateofthings.org. Follow us on Facebook. Our producers are Alex Granados and Amber Nimix. Nasir Abbas is our intern. Robin Copley is the technical director. Managing editor is Lindsay Foster Thomas. Susan Davis is our senior producer. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.